Statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.
Get ready to get healthy. Get ready to get fit. Get ready to take charge of your health. Get ready to listen, learn, and live healthier. Because your health is your wealth. It's time for some information and inspiration. It's time to talk about health and nutrition. Nutrition for your body, for your mind, for your spirit. It's time for Let's Talk Nutrition. Proper exercise, stress relief, eating well, supplementation for when you don't. Let's Talk Nutrition. Scientists, authors, nutrition specialists, personal trainers, holistic healers, experts in traditional, natural, and integrated medicine. Daily prizes and giveaways. Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Vitamin Discount Center. Visit VDCUSA.com. For life, for less. Follow Dr. Garko on Twitter at Dr. Garko and on Facebook at facebook.com/Dr. Michael Garko. Now, welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition.
Welcome to the soda-free Let's Talk Nutrition edition of Let's Talk Nutrition. There you go. Talking about sodas in that first hour. Apparently Coca-Cola has some ads coming out saying, you know what, this overweight and obesity epidemic, at least this is what's being reported. Implied in this message, it's, you know, you can't blame it on the sodas. It's all, it's just overconsumption of calories, and we've reduced our calorie intake, and it's not our fault. I guess that's the message. I don't know. We'll wait and see. I'll report on it more once I see the ads. They should be hitting the airwaves if they already haven't very soon. 1-3-6-3-6-8-2-5-5 is a local number here in Tampa. Toll free, anybody, any place, anytime. 877-897-8255, 877-897-TALK. Really appreciate Andrea calling in, talking about what she said was her soda addiction, was able to change that piece of behavior. Good for her. Food is not just food. There is a qualitative difference among different kinds of food. We all know that. And the calorie is not just a calorie. So stay tuned. There's more. In this hour, a new guest, David Knoll, spokesperson for Pacific Resources International. We'll find out about that company, but he's going to be talking about Manuka honey. Now, I know that a lot of you out there are pretty savvy about the natural products industry and natural foods and whatnot, and you probably know about Manuka honey. Probably some of you, even though you may be dialed into that kind of thing, may not know much about it. Well, there's a lot to learn. And we're going to ask David to illuminate us, educate us about Manuka honey and bee propolis. I have talked about bee propolis on the show in the past. Those are in the archives, which is, I can remind you, at letstalknutrition.com. Click on show schedule. So we're going to learn about Manuka honey. If you go on the online and type in Manuka honey, you're going to find a number of articles and different kinds of claims made about Manuka honey. There's some controversy that surrounds Manuka honey. When it comes to food, there's always controversy of one sort or another. It's just the nature of it. And we'll find out about that and much more with David. David, welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition. Welcome to the show. You're a first-time guest. It's great to have you on.
Thanks, Doctor. It's great to be here and to help enlighten people about the great natural products that come out of New Zealand.
Yeah, New Zealand, and is it, you know, you probably forgot more about Manuka honey than I'll ever know, but that's okay. Is it New Zealand and Australia both are just primarily New Zealand?
New Zealand's the only place that the Manuka tree actually grows in. It's a very close relative to the Australian eucalyptus or tea tree oil tree. But they're in the same family group, but it's just unique to New Zealand.
Unique to New Zealand. So then one can assume, we'll see, one can assume that the Manuka honey that is marketed and shipped to different parts of the world is coming from New Zealand.
That's correct in some cases. what's happened with the market being so huge and stuff, that there has been the temptation to ship bulk product out of New Zealand to bypass some of the regulations and blend it with other honeys, mainly because there's been a tremendous shortage the last 2 years. The crop has been down about 60%, and the worldwide demand has probably gone up 200%. And so there's a huge demand, and the prices reflect the demand that's on the honey.
This is interesting. So as I understand it, I infer from your comments, what's happening is a certain amount that they'll harvest the Manuka honey, and then they'll mix it with other honeys and they put it in a bulk form, and somehow that does that sort of bypass regulations in some way?
Yeah, well, they at the very best, when they harvest the Manuka honey, only about 60% of the crop actually cannot be active. It can be as little as 40% of the stuff that actually turns up to be active. And to look at it or to taste the honey, you would never know the difference between the active or the non-active Manuka. So what happens is they have to send it in to two special labs in New Zealand that have the special testing for the activity. And it has to be tested two or three times because sometimes the first test cannot be correct. And so there's strict guidelines for retail-packed Manuka honey coming out of New Zealand that they're set down by different organizations and then overseen by the government.
I was going to add, that was my question. Does the New Zealand government, are they sort of like something like an FDA down there that regulates this kind of activity?
Yeah, they do. It's probably not the same as the FDA, but it is one that they want to make sure that New Zealand, being very dependent on its export, is very conscious of its reputation overseas, and so it tries to only export the very best. But a lot of these beekeepers, when they're looking at their crop and they have maybe up to 60% that's not active, they're only going to receive a very low dollar value for that crop as compared to their active amount. And so the temptation is to sell it out there and not say anything, and then people pick it up and then they try to sell it as something that may be active or may not be active.
Okay, so let's back up a little bit. Bees are involved in this process, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You got the Manuka tree that flowers, obviously.
Yep.
And can any old bee go to that Manuka tree, or do certain kinds of species of bee frequent the Manuka tree?
It's the same bee that's been around for generations, probably for the last 70 years. Most of the queen bees are bred either in England or France. And they distribute the queen bees right throughout the world. It's been a hybrid bee that's been around for a number of years now that is least aggressive and collects the most honey. And they go out, and there's nothing special about the New Zealand bees. It's the Manuka tree that has all the extra attributes.
I went online and I found a photo, an image of the flower from the Manuka tree. It's a beautiful, it's white, right?
They come in a variety of shades of white to a dark pink.
Beautiful. And, it's a beautiful flower.
Yeah, and there may be a lot of Floridians that have the Manuka cousin in their front yards. They're a very hardy coastal thing, and they're very decorative type looking plants. They're very hardy with salt water spray or dry conditions. And people in California and Florida have some kissing cousins of the Manuka plant, and the actual flower is probably only the size of an eraser on a pencil, but they come out in mass quantities, and they do make a very beautiful bloom.
Obviously, we're talking about Manuka honey,
right?
And we'll get to talking about bee propolis, but there's a health connection here. Let me ask you, historically, in different, I guess in New Zealand or wherever, cultures have learned about this form of honey. So I don't know, you know, human beings, when left to their own devices, it's amazing how they figure stuff out. Maybe when we come back, if you could just sort of give us a little historical perspective on Manuka honey, a little primer on the history of Manuka honey and how it's made its way into other cultures, and then we'll make our way into a conversation about this medicinal contribution and properties, and then we'll talk about bee propolis. This is an interesting topic, and as it turns out, you just got to be careful, and we'll ask David, you know, what brand of Manuka honey we should be focused on. And apparently, we have some diluted, not as concentrated forms of Manuka honey that are out there. We got to watch for that, and we'll try to learn about that and get David to explain. 877-897-8255. Give a call. We'll be back.
Are you suffering from those awful allergies? Hay fever, sneezing, watery eyes. Here's some advice you won't want to miss.
I'm a doctor, and my patients used to dread allergy season. But then I discovered A. Vogel Allergy Relief, a unique combination of natural ingredients that usually addresses every one of my patients' symptoms. And while it's clear that the vast majority of my patients benefit significantly from A. Vogel Allergy Relief, what's even more amazing is that after using it, at least half of my patients' symptoms didn't return. As a doctor, that's the kind of outcome my patients and I can appreciate.
Get doctor-recommended A. Vogel Allergy Relief for your allergy symptoms. It's proven safe, it doesn't make you drowsy, it's fast-acting, and it may even help prevent your allergies from returning. Available at Vitamin Discount Centers, Richards, Rollin' Oats, Vitamin Shop, Nutrition Smart, and other fine health food stores.
Did you know your digestive tract is home to millions of bacteria? Some good, some not so good. And if you want to stay healthy, it's important to make sure that your body is populated with the good bacteria it needs. Probiotic Defense contains 13 of today's most effective friendly bacteria strains, along with other compounds shown in studies to support healthy digestion and immune system function. Don't settle for low potency, overpriced formulas. Ask for Now Foods Probiotic Defense with the bright orange label. To find a retailer near you, go to nowfoods.com.
What are you doing this month? If you suffer from stiff joints, you can do something special. You could try new FlexNow joint formula. FlexNow offers you complete relief in just 1 month or a complete refund. FlexNow is a unique concentration of shea nut triterpenes, the most potent inflammation fighter of any botanical. And it's only when inflammation is reduced that your body begins to heal. Try new FlexNow joint formula and make this the month you get rid of stiff joints. Ask for FlexNow at Vitamin Discount Center and other leading natural product stores.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Murray, co-author of Hunger Free Forever, your guide to achieving your ideal body weight without feeling hungry. The centerpiece of our program is a special dietary supplement known as PGX. This unique, all-natural product has an incredible effect in stabilizing blood sugar levels and promoting the feeling of satiety so you consume fewer calories effortlessly. We have found that if you can help control a person's appetite, weight loss is very easy to achieve. It is that simple. PGX is completely safe and extremely effective, making it the perfect companion to any weight loss program. For more information on PGX, go to your local health food store or visit PGX.com online.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Country Life, a leader and authority in natural health and nutrition. Form Essentials, makers of the all-natural sleep and relaxation aid, Solace. Garden of Life, empowering extraordinary health. Rainbow Light Certified Organics, for a stronger state of health. Natural Factors, where great health begins. Nutrix Hawaii, more nutrition, better health, purely Hawaiian. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
Welcome back. Manuka honey, know anything about it? Maybe you use it. You can eat it. And it also has topical applications as well. We're going to learn more about that from David Noel. David is a new guest on Let's Talk Nutrition, first-time guest. And David, welcome back.
Thanks, Doctor.
The term active, you used that several times now, and somebody sent me a text. You know, they asked, what did he mean by active versus non-active? Good question.
There's a simple test that they formulated probably about 25 years ago, and it's based on the hydrogen peroxide test. They use hydrogen peroxide as a control, and they use that for bacteria kind of thing where they test it, how fast it kills off bacteria.
I see.
Different varieties. And they grade that as the same speed or effectiveness that hydrogen peroxide would have. That was the original test that was done. So if the honey did a good job at the same level as the hydrogen peroxide, they started to grade it out as bioactive New Zealand honey. All honey has a bioactivity to it and will kill off bacteria if it's in a raw condition. That means it's not heated above hive temperature. And so most honeys will be active. The secret with Manuka and why it's been so effective both internally and externally is that when it's applied either on the skin or it's taken internally, it's found to be heat tolerant. The body temperature does not affect the enzyme activity in the honey. And so when your body temperature is 98.6 degrees, that can affect a lot of the enzymes in your normal raw honey. It doesn't mean that they're bad for you. It just means it affects the full value of the enzyme activity in a normal raw honey. And that's what's one of the key factors of Manuka honey working so much better than other raw honeys is the fact that it is heat tolerant.
It's heat tolerant. Okay. Yeah. So this bioactive Manuka honey, in looking at some notes I received, I don't know if I received this from you, but some production notes I'm able to use. They're talking about bioactive Manuka honey when it's tested for its peroxide activity or PA value.
Right.
And, the active relates to the activity of the enzymes. You want to keep the enzymes alive is what we're trying. Heat will kill enzymes. We know that.
Yeah.
So we want to keep this food. We want it to be living food, not dead food, right?
That's correct. Amen.
Amen. can I get an amen on that?
That's right.
So this is good stuff. So it has this antibacterial potential or property to it. That's a good thing. I've heard people even talk about Manuka honey relative applying it topically to scars.
Yeah, absolutely. The new scar is almost, if you get it on right away from the word go, there is no scarring. It can help with older scars, but once that is set in, you know, something that's been scarred maybe even after 6 months is very difficult to bring back to normal. But some younger people, people that are, you know, under 30, maybe under 25, have the best results when their growth hormones are still, you know, firing away. They've had good results. But older people that have older scars, it's more difficult to get rid of the scar completely.
Uh-huh. Historically, could you give us just a little primer on Manuka honey? It originates out of New Zealand from the Manuka tree, a particular hybrid of bee. We got that so far. Anything else culturally or historically that would be interesting for us to know about Manuka honey?
Yeah, probably the Maori people who are the indigenous people of New Zealand, like most indigenous people, you know, found that natural honey was a great cure. I don't think they realized, you know, the potential of the Manuka honey so much, but they used the Manuka honey on wounds like many other societies did. You know, going back to the times of Cleopatra for different wounds and stuff. And they also made a tea out of the leaves that they would use for taking internally for digestive problems. They also distilled an oil out of the bark of the Manuka plant for infections and bug bites and things like that. So they used, like most indigenous people, what they had at hand, and they used it all. You know, if you go back through early civilizations, the beehive was the medicine cabinet for most civilizations.
That's interesting.
You know, right around the world.
Yeah, I love that. I think that part of nutrition is, you know, the cultural dimension and how different cultures, you know, as I always say, food is not just food.
it's a medicine too. It wasn't until sometime later that Dr. Peter Mullen, who was an internal medicine guy, he was struggling with people with H. pylori, and he started the research with just raw honey in a petri dish with the H. pylori bacteria, and found that at room temperature, every one of his tests were successful against H. pylori using just any raw honey that he could find available. And so he got really excited. He went out and gave it to his patients. But the problem was nobody got better. And in some cases, they got worse because of the sugar content in the honey. So it took him about 18 months to 2 years to figure out that it was the heat that was killing off the activity of the enzymes in the raw honey. And he searched and he searched and he found right in his own backyard, he's from the Waikato University in New Zealand, he found the Manuka honey. And as soon as he started treating his patients with that, they started to improve with H. pylori conditions.
I'll be darned. Well, what about in terms of, well, I'll let you go where you want with this. I don't want to predispose you. So it does have antibacterial properties. Let's say somebody gets infected with a cold virus or an influenza. Have you heard of Manuka honey being applied in those kinds of situations where people will, you know, sort of take the honey to try to moderate maybe some of the activity of the bacteria or the viruses from a cold or the viruses from an influenza or a bacterial infection? Are they used for those kinds of purposes?
Yeah, we have lots of testimonials that come in for all kinds of things, and I don't know that it's just specific for any one thing, but what the Manuka honey does is it will help build the immune system. That's the first thing. Its antibacterial properties will help with that. The second thing that it does is it improves digestion. So when your absorption is running better, your body is healthier, mm-hmm. and it can help fight disease.
Do you know how it does improve digestion? Do you have a sense of what the mechanism of action would be?
Oh yeah, absolutely. What happens is when people, especially as they get older, or the friendly bacteria, the acidophilus, the probiotics, tend to wear out, and especially from stressful lifestyles or bad eating habits, happens is that you get out of balance of your stomach bacteria, and the H. pylori, which everybody has H. pylori, whether you like it or not, but your friendly bacteria, when they're strong, keep the H. pylori and some of the other bacteria in check.
In check, yeah.
And you need both of them. If you get little tines of hair or fingernails or hard stuff that's break down, that's when those bad bacteria, we call them, are useful. But once the friendly bacteria, they're just not as strong as these other guys, and they wear out a lot quicker. And so the bad guys, when you start to get different types of conditions that can be anywhere from diverticulitis to stomach ulcers or acid reflux, it's a sign that your friendly bacteria are on their way out or almost depleted. And what the honey does is it goes in and it doesn't fix the problem. It acts more like a prebiotic. It goes in and beats up the H. pylori or whatever and puts it in its place. And a lot of people that take the honey will get fantastic results with their digestive issues. But I always tell them it's not the end of the problem. You really need to plant your probiotics or your acidophilus back in and get numbers back up to do that. But the honey goes in and keeps in check the bad bacteria, keeps that acid level low as though there were probiotics in there. But again, it's kind of a pseudo thing. And if you want to stop taking the honey at any time, you need to replant the probiotics.
Good idea. Excellent idea. We come back, we'll talk more with David Knoll about Manuka honey, and we'll talk about bee propolis as well. Ah, so much to learn, so little time, but we're making time. Be right back.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle. Each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, olive leaf extract, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel, which is odorless and leaves no residue on the skin. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and much more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. and is sold in the finest health food stores and natural pharmacies nationwide. For a free information packet, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Hi, I'm I'm Brenda Watson with Renew Life. This time of year, we could all use some extra support staying healthy. Look to my Ultimate Flora Probiotics as your first choice for better immunity and digestive health. Each formula uses proven strains of good bacteria to boost the natural defenses in your body. For everyday support for your digestive health, including regularity, try Ultimate Flora Critical Care 50 Billion, our most popular daily probiotic. Or if you've been taking antibiotics or just want the most powerful probiotic formula available, look for the Ultimate Flora Supercritical with 200 billion cultures in convenient powder packs. For dual protection of both respiratory and gut immunity, try Ultimate Flora Advanced Immunity. It combines special probiotics plus potent antioxidants for complete support. And all of our probiotics are free of fillers, binders, or added ingredients. Look for the yellow sun on Renew Life products available at health food stores everywhere.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Kyolic. Aging makes the finest garlic truly odorless. Natrol, nourishing the potential of mind and body. Yerba Prima, pioneers in internal cleansing. Jaro Formulas, superior nutrition and formulation. Vega, clean, plant-based nutrition. Let's Talk Nutrition on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
Welcome back to the Monday edition of Let's Talk Nutrition. We're into the second half of the second hour. Talking about Manuka honey, maybe you know a lot about it, maybe you don't. Either way, I'm learning something here, and I always feel if I can learn, anybody can learn on this show, right? So hopefully you're having the same effect. And I went to PubMed, and I typed in was Manuka honey. PubMed, of course, is the U.S. National Library of Medicine, National Institute of Health. That's it's a research resource, and I got 116 hits, and I'm going through looking at the abstracts and different articles here. A lot of antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammatory, antioxidant kinds of papers on Manuka honey. So it's not, welcome back, David. So it's not vacuous or absent. There is research to support the medicinal claims associated with Manuka honey.
Yeah, there's been more and more, you know, interest in it as time has gone on. And, you know, it started as anecdotal stuff, and a lot of doctors got involved and started, you know, promoting research. And there's been a bit of grant money that comes out from New Zealand to help research to follow up on the things that Manuka honey can do. Mm-hmm. And again, its biggest claim to fame is that heat tolerance. That's what, and the second thing it does is that its antibacterial qualities are somewhere probably double to triple as most natural raw honey.
So if you were to take the honey and put it in hot tea, would you tend to diminish the enzymatic potential of the honey?
In most cases, yes. The Manuka honey is heat tolerant, but I always suggest to people, if they're going to put it into a hot drink, to pour their hot drink, let it sit for at least 60 seconds, and then add the honey later. It's best, the best results with Manuka honey is to take a one teaspoon once a day on an empty stomach. That's the best way to get the maximum benefit for.
Yeah. I see studies here on PubMed looking at respiratory sorts of themes, sinus themes, infections and whatnot. This is interesting stuff. Wound care. Here's an article entitled, "Is Manuka honey the best type of honey for wound care?" And so on. To ensure so that the health consumer generally and listeners of this show don't get some sort of less active Manuka honey, is there a particular brand that we can have a lot of confidence in saying, yeah, it's going to be a good, highly active Manuka form of honey?
There's several good brands out there. The brands that we carry, we represent about two or three actual beekeepers in New Zealand. We try to stay away from the conglomerate companies that are big into Manuka honey at the moment because they don't have any of their own beehives. They just buy off the spot market, and so they have to do a lot of blending even within the Manuka family to achieve the goals that they want to. But if the consumer himself, if they look for a bioactive label or a UMF label that's on there, if it says that the honey is packed in New Zealand and there's a batch number with it, they should, like with our honey, you can email us or look on our website and send us a message, and we can produce a certificate of analysis for every jar of honey that is produced in New Zealand.
When you say your honey, you're not talking about your girlfriend here. Is there a brand did you have in mind?
Most of our honey comes out under a Pacific Resources label, but you'll see on the side panel, It'll say either Arataki, Pack 4, Pacific Resources by Arataki Honey. Another beekeeper that we promote is Mossop, is another one, and then Nelson Honey out of the South Island of New Zealand. Now, these people have proven themselves to be reputable, to want to live by the rules and pack honey in a proper way. There's regulations in New Zealand now. You can't even pack Manuka honey unless it's in a certified area. It can't be packed into containers after it's been packaged unless it's in a certain control area, because there has been a lot of skullduggery that's gone on because of the huge demand.
Sure. So I mean, people will do whatever they got to do to make money. That's just, human nature.
Right.
You can expect that. So let's back it up here a little bit to make sure that, so when a health consumer listening to this show walks into a vitamin discount center store, their favorite health store, and they want to get some Manuka honey, what they need to look for on the label. First of all, it should be packed in New Zealand, right?
That's correct.
All right. Number one, if it's packed in Poland, we got a problem. Right? Or some other kind. I'm half Polish. I'm not picking on Polish people. Don't send me any mail.
That's right.
In other words, it's got to be packed in New Zealand. All right. That's good. Now, you mentioned some, UMF or NPA. What is that again? What do those mean?
Well, about 7 to 10 years after they first discovered Manuka honey and the bioactivity, and were using it quite extensively, in those days we just had it was just called bioactive, and they upgraded the test so that they could have what they called a 5+, which was again graded on the comparison to hydrogen peroxide. Well, about 7 to 10 years after that, and by the way, the 5+. Even today is still more than adequate for 90% of the
I see, but they have 10 plus, 15 plus, 20 plus.
Yeah, we carry them all now, both the bioactive and the UMF. And some people think the number, just because the number's bigger, it's better, but it's just not the case.
Okay.
Yeah, the NPA, there was...
Which means non-peroxide activity?
Yeah, they found that as they improved the test, this is again Dr. Peter Mullins doing, that some of the bioactive honey, about 2 to 4, maybe 5% of that crop, started showing up 3 extra components on top of the peroxide activity, and they called that UMF, unique Manuka factor. And so they don't know for sure. The clinical studies are still back and forth as to whether, the UMF is better or the bioactive is better in certain cases. But it's out there now, and so they have that. They also have a new one that Dr. Peter Mullen has refined the test again, and he's found 5 extra components in the bioactive material.
Huh.
But it's even a smaller percentage, and that's called Mullen Gold. It's another one that's come out there. But the price is, because of the rarity of these other, the UMF and the Mullen Gold, you pay a premium for that Manuka honey that's there. But it is tested, and it is a very high-quality honey. Whether it's better than the bioactive, just the regular bioactive, they're still working on that to see. And there's no clinical evidence right now that says that just because it's UMF or it's Mullen Gold or it's bioactive, it's better one than the other. There's just nothing there to medically.
But at minimum, you would want some sort of bioactive indication on the label.
Yeah, I suggest to all our customers, whether they're using it internally or externally, to always start out with the 5+. bioactive.
That, now, and, I notice in my notes here that was sent to me, I don't know if you sent them to me or not, but they have a Manuka bioactivity or bioactive 5, 10, 15, 20 plus, 25 plus, 30 plus. What does that all mean now?
It just means that the concentration of the enzymes is much higher. And it's stronger, it tests out stronger, as you would have a 5 or a 10, 15, 20, 30% hydrogen peroxide solution. It just means, and they don't know why. They have no idea why the honey in some batches comes out very strong, in other batches it comes out.
So you want a minimum of 5 plus?
Yeah, for most things, people tend to overuse the higher ones. Generally speaking, the general rule is that 10 and lower would be used internally, and above 10 are usually used externally more, because you can use less of the honey to achieve the same results.
Okay. Manuka honey.
You have to watch out. There are some people out there that will tell you that UMF is the only way to go, or do you have to have a 16 plus or higher? But these guys have come onto the scene, much later on, and unfortunately, the horses are already out of the barn.
I gotcha. All right, we come back. See, a lot to learn, and we'll come back. We'll try to clarify some more and back it up, and great medicinal potential here with Manuka honey. Man, and it tastes good. I've tried it many times. It's yummy.
Send your kids back to school with the Nutritional Edge, top-selling Rainbow Light Gummy Vitamins. These great-tasting, all-natural gummies are gluten-free and contain no artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives. Just optimal potencies to support growing minds and bodies. Sugar-free fiber garden gummies provide 3 grams of fiber and antioxidants equal to 2 servings of fruits and veggies to help round out even the most finicky eaters' diets. Gummy Omegalicious Omega-3 formula supports healthy brain function with the omegas DHA and EPA plus vitamin C. Gummy Omegalicious is molecularly distilled and third-party tested to ensure premium purity. There's no fishy aftertaste, just sweet, tangy raspberry goodness kids love. Rainbow Light Gummies are available in Stay Fresh single-serve packets that make a great addition to lunchboxes or for kids on the go anytime. Other delicious Rainbow Light Gummies include Gummy Bear Essentials and Kids Power Sours Multivitamins, Gummy Vitamin C Slices, and Vitamin D Sunny Gummies. This school year, Rainbow Light Gummies make the grade for optimal nutritional support your kids will love.
EPA and DHA, the two main components of omega-3 from fish oil, are essential for growth and development throughout the human life cycle. Nordic Naturals Ultimate Omega contains 70% pure omega-3 and is purified through molecular distillation to ensure the absence of impurities, including PCBs and heavy metals. Ultimate Omega by Nordic Naturals offers a high concentration of both EPA and DHA, and is available in liquid or gel cap form with a great tasting lemon flavor. Nordic Naturals also utilizes a proprietary enzymatic process to ensure a completely repeat-free product. For a complimentary sample of Nordic Naturals, call 1-800-787-7208 or visit them online at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great tasting omega oils.
Are you waking up each day to the life you have to live or to the life you want to live? Better health shouldn't be left to chance. Smart choices to living longer and stronger include making Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract a part of your daily routine. For years, medical researchers have recommended adding Kyolic to the diet as a powerful tool to enhancing overall heart and immune health. Recent clinical studies at UCLA Medical Center using Kyolic suggest that garlic may slow plaque formation in the arteries and support healthy cholesterol and homocysteine levels. Previous research also shows Kyolic may enhance your immune system defenses. Kyolic is organic, odorless, and the only antioxidant garlic supplement available worldwide. Maintaining a healthier you could extend your life. Your wellness begins with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit Kyolic.com. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by New Chapter, the benefit of nature's wisdom. Nordic Naturals, pure and great-tasting omega oils. Nutricology, innovative nutrition. Renew Life, the digestive care company. Greens Plus, superfood for super health. Sovereign Silver, be prepared simply and safely. Let's Talk Nutrition on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
Welcome back to this final Manuka Honey segment of Let's Talk Nutrition for today. Man, so much, always so much to learn, right? And nature's wonderful gifts, and Manuka honey being one of them. And of course, if you go to Vitamin Discount Center stores here in the Tampa Bay area and their online store, they carry Manuka honey. So you can go in there and check it out. It does taste good. I like it a lot. On more than one occasion, I have, and I just put on a teaspoon or a tablespoon. I was reading in, did you send me these notes, David? Was that you or somebody in
the... Yeah, I was asked to send some notes in, and I did send some notes in.
Yeah, and I notice here you sent, you indicate, you recommend for people in these notes to take, three times a day, what is it, a teaspoon or a tablespoon, right before a meal.
That's correct.
Why before a meal?
Well, it does. You don't want to dilute the activity of the honey with anything else. Originally, they used to tell you to take it on a small piece of bread, but they found that the carbohydrates produce an acid that inhibits some of the enzyme activity. And so they found that the best results were obtained on an empty stomach. The one teaspoon three times a day would be if you're trying to address a condition of some kind. Usually, if you're just doing general health, one teaspoon on an empty stomach a day is good for just everyday protection.
Do you think it would be a good idea to take this during cold and flu season?
Absolutely. We have, you know, our sales, you know, just peak this time of year. And with the current flu epidemic that's going around, you know, we're scraping to keep up with the orders at the moment.
Are you really?
Yeah.
So, and the company for whom, do you work for Pacific Resources International?
That's correct.
And Pacific Resources International is what?
We're an importing company that represents New Zealand companies.
I see.
We only import exclusive products coming from New Zealand. We carry a number of high quality honeys besides the Manuka honey. We carry bee propolis products in cough elixirs and lozenges, candies of Manuka honey, also the New Zealand sea salt, which is wind and solar dried for 22 months, still contains all the natural trace elements and is a healthy salt for any diet.
So you're not just, I'm trying to find a technical name for your company. You're not a distributor. You buy.
We're an importing agent.
You're an importing agent. Okay.
So we do distribution if we have to. We do, you know, direct sales. We have a website. Whatever it is to help get the, we mainly just wave the New Zealand flag because they have so many great products that come out of New Zealand.
Yeah, so you have a repertoire of New Zealand origin of country or products. And
yep.
This is, where are you calling today?
We're based in a place called Carpinteria, California, which is not far from Santa Barbara.
Yeah, Carpinteria.
About 60 miles north of Los Angeles.
So you get to go to New Zealand much?
I'm going there in about a week's time. We have a house there in the Bay of Plenty. My wife and I go back and relax and enjoy the grandchildren for about 2.5 weeks before we come back and put our nose to the grindstone again.
Yeah, we've never met in person. Not yet. Okay, because if you were about to say we did, I'm going to say, boy, am I in trouble because I don't remember. I don't remember. We've never met. Are you going to be at Expo West?
Yes, we will be there.
Okay. Well, maybe have an opportunity to talk face to face. I find this fascinating for a lot of different reasons because, one, it's a food, first of all. All right. And food is not just food, and that can mean a lot of different things. In this case, food can be a medicine. Of course, Hippocrates said, let food be your medicine and medicine your food, a famous quote.
Absolutely.
And this is one remarkable and wonderful example of that. We didn't even get to bee propolis here. But
no.
So during the cold and flu season, maybe a teaspoon three times a day without any other food, you want to take it by itself. Don't heat it up. Don't cook it. Don't.
That's right.
Because you'll kill the enzymatic activity or potential of the honey.
Right.
And that's where the action is. It's all about the enzymes, correct?
Yes, absolutely. You want those living organized enzymes that can be translated by your body. It takes very little absorption to translate those active enzymes into your bloodstream, and they help build the immune system. There's no doubt about it.
So, I bet children would love the Manuka honey. It's sweet. It tastes great. It's wonderful.
Yeah, we have a lemon and honey lollipop that you can find at Vitamin Center.
Is that right?
Yeah, well, we made it especially. We got asked by some moms to say, how do I give this honey to my child without getting it all over their face? So we created a Manuka honey lollipop with bee propolis in it to help moms with sore throats, snotty noses, those kind of things. And it's turned out to be a real great seller.
I'll be darned. Real quickly, and you have a minute, bee propolis,
okay.
What is it? Why would we want to take it?
A simple answer to that is that for a layman to understand it, it's a natural antibiotic created by the bees. They say that the beehive is the cleanest place on the face of the earth. It's because the inside of the hive is coated with bee propolis. It's one of those agents that doesn't let any type of bacteria grow whatsoever. A recent study done out of the University of Chicago showed that they were using it to treat prostate cancer in mice by just giving them small doses of propolis to chew on. It's a highly, highly antibacterial substance that does great wonders for your immune system, probably better than the Manuka honey. It's just difficult to get high-quality propolis again because where your high propolis, quality propolis come from is from places that have diverse plants and flowers like Hawaii or New Zealand or
sure.
Middle Africa, where you have these tropical conditions. And that's where you get your highest grade propolis. But it, again, has been used for embalming in the Egyptian times to keep the mummies, you know, in the condition that
preserved,
we find them.
Yeah.
You know, there's been some places where you see beehives cut open and they find complete frogs or lizards, birds inside the hive, completely preserved but wrapped in this propolis that the bees cover them with.
That's interesting.
It's just no bacteria or fungus can survive.
That's amazing. Well,
yeah.
we'll get you back on. And we can talk. We can talk more about the propolis, but I mean, either one of these themes is. There's. I mean, we just scratched the surface. There's much more to say.
Oh, we could talk for years.
That's great. Well, it was great meeting you on the air. I enjoyed it. I'm sure the listener did as well. I learned a lot, and there's always something to learn, and we're here to learn. And where is there a website that folks can go to learn more about Pacific Resources International?
Yeah, they can see all our products, and we have a new website that's out in about a week's time. It's www.shop.pri.com.
Shoppri.com?
That's it.
All right. David, thank you so much for coming on to the show. You were a great guest, and we'll look for you the next time. We'll continue our conversation.
Doctor, thank you so much, and thanks especially to your listeners.
Oh, it's our pleasure. It was fun having you on. We'll see you the next time. So get the Manuka honey at all Vitamin Discount Center stores. Why? Because your health is your wealth, and your health is the wealth of those that care about and love you. I'll see you tomorrow.
Did you know that the most common form of calcium supplement today is calcium carbonate, also known as limestone? You don't eat rocks as part of your balanced diet, so why would you choose to supplement your bone health nutritional needs with limestone? Our bodies understand and seek whole food sources of nutrition. New Chapter is proud to deliver Bone Strength Take Care, a calcium complex that delivers key bone health nutrients in the form of whole food, not rocks. Bone Strength Take Care also delivers key bone nourishing nutrients, including vitamins D3 and K2. Vitamin K2 is of critical importance as it ensures calcium is placed in the bone where it's needed and stays out of the arteries where it's not. Discover for yourself the whole food bone health alternative to rocks. Bone Strength Take Care, the best-selling natural bone health supplement in America. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Ever experience muscle fatigue after working out? Or perhaps you like to spend time outdoors but worry about sun exposure? Taking BioAstin Hawaiian Astaxanthin daily supports the body in recovery from exercise. As a safe and powerful antioxidant, BioAstin supports skin during sun exposure. Derived from microalgae grown on the pristine Kona coast of Hawaii, BioAstin is all natural and pesticide, herbicide, and preservative free. Find BioAstin at your local vitamin discount center today and start feeling the difference. More nutrition, better health, purely Hawaiian. Mahalo.
Hi, I'm Jordan Rubin, founder and CEO of Garden of Life. Oceans 3 was created with a simple premise in mind. Develop a line of premium omega-3 fish oil formulations that met or exceeded the market leader in quality. And then go beyond omega-3 by providing amplified benefits and value to the consumer. Oceans 3 contains ultra-pure, high-potency fish oil, along with astaxanthin and fucoxanthin.
Statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.